It's Morning Edition on Iowa Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Clay Masters. The predictions are out there that Iowa's legislative session will wrap up early this week. On Mondays, we check in with IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell to make sense of everything going on up at the Capitol. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning, Clay.
Now, the Senate Oversight Committee has been looking into the confidential settlements made by the Branstad administration to fired state workers. It's been dominating a lot of the conversation there. Where do things stand with the Oversight Committee now that the gavel will drop soon to adjourn the 2014 session?
Well, the committee suspended its meetings last week. The chairman, Senator Janet Peterson, described that as taking a break. At that time, lawmakers were still trying to push through to Saturday to adjourn, and so it would have been hard to schedule another oversight meeting. Some of those had lasted as long as 2.5 hours. That's a big chunk out of the day. But then, of course, they didn't make their Saturday adjournment goal.
So will the Oversight Committee continue to meet throughout the year?
Yes. They've said all along that ideally they could complete their investigation while the legislature is still in session. You know, that way they save per diem expenses later on. But they will continue. I know they would like to talk to former Department of Administrative Services attorney Ryan Lamb. So far, he's the only person the committee has been able to link to the so-called hush money. That's money that's offered to laid-off workers in exchange for keeping their settlements with the state private. But he's now in private practice. The committee does, however, have subpoena power.
So last week, the Rural Broadband Initiative, that was one of the big priorities of the governor, fell apart. Tell us what happened.
Well, that was a very unusual vote in the Republican-controlled House. Normally, the majority party doesn't bring up a bill unless they know they have the votes. There's a little blue card. They can count the votes, and they know otherwise they wouldn't bring it up. But in the end, 9 Republicans voted against the bill, along with most Democrats, and that brought the bill down. As we were listening to debate, Oskaloosa Republican Guy Vanderlinden gave a full-throated criticism of the bill, and everybody's ears perked up and said, maybe this bill is going to go down, and then it did. But he opposed giving tax breaks to telecommunications companies, saying the companies were promising nothing in return. So, you know, some bills, it's acknowledged all along that they will need bipartisan support. The gas tax bill, for example, they wouldn't bring it up if they didn't, for political cover, if they didn't have bipartisan support. But as far as I know, nobody ever called this broadband bill something that would need bipartisan support for passage. The House Speaker said simply that he was expecting Democratic votes. But we should say that Senate Democrats also are reluctant to give away tax breaks to the communications industry. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Okay. What about this other priority for the governor, the bill to crack down on school bullying? Where do things stand with this bill?
Well, House Republicans have scaled back the governor's bill. They've also scaled back from what Senate Democrats favor. But I think the momentum is such that they will be able to strike a compromise. I think at this point they'll look bad if they leave without a bullying bill, even if it's fairly limited in what it does.
Now, a House committee took out language that gave school officials the authority to investigate reports of off-campus bullying incidents. With social media being a big part of students' lives and where a lot of bullying actually happens, would a bill without this provision be effective to bring down bullying in the state?
Well, some people would say no, but you know, making school officials responsible for what happens off campus for many in the school lobby just seemed unworkable on its face from day one of the discussions. But the bill does still expand the definition of bullying to include what happens online, and it requires schools to report instances of bullying to parents. That's new. There would also be new training on how to investigate bullying complaints. So I think lawmakers can still say they beefed up Iowa's bullying statute.
Now, since the beginning, lawmakers said the only sure thing that would get done was they'd get a budget passed. Where are things standing with the budget?
Well, the pieces are falling into place. They've agreed on an education budget to make a tuition freeze work at the Regents Universities. On education, they were, as on the other areas, they were working with an agreed-upon target for education spending. And in the end, the three Regents universities will get their 4% increase, but a $4 million extra appropriation to University of Northern Iowa was scaled back to a little over 2%. An earlier version would have shorted the University of Iowa instead, but in the end, it was UNI that fell short. They've also agreed on a justice system budget that pays for both new state troopers and new corrections officers. The corrections officers, that was a Democratic demand, and they actually went over their budget target for that one.
So what remains unresolved on the budget?
There's vigorous disagreement on the so-called infrastructure budget. It takes gambling funds and spends it on capital projects and other one-time needs. And it sometimes becomes the vehicle for pet projects, what critics call earmarking. And that can sometimes get partisan.
So there was a lot of talk after the 2013 legislative session last year that lawmakers accomplished a lot bipartisanship. How do you think the 2014 session will be seen?
Well, depending on what happens this week, it could come down as a significant victory for citizen activists. I'm talking about the so-called medical marijuana bill to allow the possession of cannabis oil for the treatment of what's called intractable epilepsy. At the beginning of the session, no one was predicting that the legislature would approve medical marijuana. But the parents, as you know, the parents of epileptic children lobbied hard on this. The Senate has passed the bill, and it has gathered bipartisan support in the House, including from some hardcore law and order types in the Republican Party. There is still time to pass it this week.
Okay. Joyce Russell, thanks so much.
Thank you.
That's IPR Statehouse correspondent Joyce Russell. She joins us Mondays during the legislative session to preview the week ahead at the Capitol. It's 7:40.